Please be seated. There's an old story, one that I came across doing the research for this, about the story, it's a legend, that the devil put his tools up for sale. Kind of like a garage sale, but probably not as hot as it is for us when we have ours. But anyway, the story goes that he was having a garage sale. And everything was marked for public inspection with its appropriate sale price. Included were hatred, envy, jealousy, deceit, lying, and pride. Laid apart from these was a rather harmless-looking but well-worn tool marked at an extremely high price. We'll revisit that story. We're looking at Jeremiah. We'll be looking through until early September the life of Jeremiah and his work amongst the people. It was a very hard job for him. The Lord had given a burden, had called him. He is preaching. He is challenging the folks. Because again, when things are they think things are going well, he's saying we got some problems. Later, when things are bad, he'll say there's still hope. So it's not all total gloom and doom, and it's more just a challenge. And he's doing exactly what he has been told to do. And what happens? He gets put in the stocks in the city. Some of you again may have seen the Colonial America, particularly seeing up in New England, but other parts, public nuisances or whatever, you had to put in the stocks, something like that. Maybe he was seated and his feet were put there. Everybody can see him. And do whatever, but he's doing exactly the right thing. Now, we all know, do something wrong, you get punished. Okay, kind of standard. I remember someone talking about as a child, I knocked over a vase. Mother walked in my room, I just put my hands out. I knew what was coming. Okay, but we get that. But he's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing, and he is punished for it. And he is challenged. He is discouraged. And in these verses, we see how he responds to discouragement, and I think some challenges for us in all of that. For one, he is very honest. He says, O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou hast overcome me and prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. If you're in the stocks, you're going to be a laughingstock. It shows being absolutely honest. And even though this section of Jeremiah will end on a positive note of praise, what follows in verse 14, which is not in your bulletin, but follows in verse 14 is, cursed be the day that I was born. He's just being honest about the situation. We all love Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But remember that the Psalm before 22, Psalm 22 begins, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And I think you're right. In some respects, you can't get to Psalm 23 without going to 22 first. But that is another story. The Psalms are very honest. When there are challenges, people are upset, they let the Lord know. We need to be honest. Now, some here may remember the comedian Joan Rivers. Okay, and she had her famous phrase, can we talk? And usually was putting some stuff out there. Well, very simple with the Lord. You can say, can we talk? And you can put it out there. The Lord is strong enough to take your honest frustrations. Not going to go, oh my gosh, go to the cry or anything like that. The Lord can take it. Bottling up our anger with the Lord may seem super spiritual. However, it will harm the relationship in the long term. I heard one person share once about dealing in relationships and specifically talking about a roommate situation. These are adult people, being roommates, co-workers. But talked about dealing with things a brick at a time. An issue comes up, and she said it's like a brick. You put the brick on the table, and you talk about And maybe you approach things differently. You know, one person, her habit was to, well, we're going to get some orange juice. Do you have a particular brand preference? The other person, well, you don't ask, you just get something. But sometimes it's just different ways of approaching things. And, oh, okay, now I understand. And sometimes, okay, we understand. It's just there. We just approach things differently. Because she said that if you deal with things a brick at a time, it's okay. If you do not, one brick goes on top of the other, and you end up with a brick wall. When the brick wall falls, everyone gets hurt. You don't have to raise your hand, but if you ever dropped a brick on your foot, don't have to raise hands. No, don't need for true confession. I don't want something like that, lifting things around, and I drop, not on my feet, but I do a quick, big happy dance, okay, to get my feet out of the way. It's going to hurt. People get hurt when they don't deal with things a brick at a time. The bricks are going to come down. Same thing in the relationship. So being honest is your starting point. Being honest. And then that follows with being obedient, where he says, you know, but if I say, I will not remember the Lord or speak any more of the Lord's name, then my heart becomes like a burning fire and shut up in my bones, and I am weary of holding it in, and I cannot endure it. Keep doing what you know you need to do in the midst of that. Advice was given when God was talking to a buddy and said, you know, my office situation, it's a little topsy-turvy right now. Not where I am, but supervisor's having issues with his supervisor, and it really seems to be stirring up the whole place. And the friend said, just keep doing your job. Don't get caught up in it. Do your job. And just this morning, scrolling a little bit, and heard an actress now in her late 50s, but sharing about her work in her early 20s, late teens, early 20s. And some older actresses had kind of taken her under the wing and given her advice. And some of you remember the actress Betty White. And she said, well, Betty White told me, whenever there is drama on the set, go to your dressing room. Work on your lines. Be obedient. Do what you know you need to do. Now, youngsters in school, you have started school for this year, and you might be saying, well, what's the Lord want me to do? Well, you are a student, and God's will for you as a student is to study. Do your homework. Yep, do your homework. If you do it, you're being obedient to the Lord, okay? And I said, and every teacher is saying amen and hallelujah at this point. Be doing your homework. Just do the things you know you need to do. And then third, being watchful. Know that the Lord is with you. Jeremiah says, but the Lord is with me like a dread champion. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. And they will be utterly ashamed because they have failed. And in fact, in this, Jeremiah does a little bit of play on words with the fellow Pasher. And I had this added in. I said, Renee, please put this in the bulletin. The name means deliverance is roundabout. Well, you say that's your name. But you know what? Your name really is terror all around. People following your advice, it's going to come to naught. The Lord is with me. And so he is being watchful and being obedient, and he is being honest. At the same time, and there is no contradiction in this, he is being worshipful. He ends up saying, sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of the evildoers. Even in the midst of this, he is giving praise. Coming across that in the study, I thought, now that's interesting. Because an old song came to my mind, one by the Imperials. Some of you may remember this one. It says, when you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Now Satan is a liar, and he wants to make us think that we are paupers when he knows himself that we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ has risen, so the work is already done. Praise the Lord. In praising, we recognize the provider, acknowledge that there's a plan, accept the present, and release power when we praise. Earlier, I shared about the garage sale that the devil was running. And it said what he had out there: hatred, envy, jealousy, deceit, lying, and pride, all appropriately priced. And then later apart from these was a rather harmless-looking but well-worn tool marked at an extremely high price. It was discouragement. Why the costly price? And the devil answered, because it is more useful to me than the others. I can pry open a person's heart with that tool, discouragement, when I cannot get near to that person with other tools. Once inside, I can make the person do whatever I choose. It's badly worn because I use it on almost everyone, since few people know that it belongs to me. We all get discouraged from time to time, and not saying the devil's behind it always, but it can be a tool used against us, being discouraged. And regardless whether it's being a tool used against us or just you're in a time of discouragement, we can be honest in telling God how we feel. We can be obedient. Keep doing what we've been called to do. Be watchful, knowing that the Lord is with us, and be worshipful, praising God with our whole heart. Jeremiah had a very hard life, and we will visit and revisit his challenges over the next several weeks. But in these words that he got in his time, he got an earlier version of the words that Paul gave: my grace is sufficient for you. The response of the Lord was, my grace is sufficient for you. And that's the word that we can take with us today. The discouragement that comes, but Jesus is present. Discouragement comes, we can be obedient. Discouragement can come, we can be honest. Discouragement can come, and we can be worshipful. In all this, we know that His grace is sufficient for us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Would you please now stand and let us affirm our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.